And welcome back. Today, I'll be discussing The Mummy from 1999.
There's something out there. Something underneath that sand.
I think this may be the Book of the Dead.
You have unleashed a creature that we have feared for more than 3,000 years.
Whoa!
He will never stop.
His powers are growing.
This just keeps getting better and better.
Did you swear?
If the occasion calls for it.
It calls for it.
Look what I got.
The Mummy is a 1999 action adventure. It's also a remake of the 1930s The Mummy. And this one, it's written and directed by Steven Sommers. It stars Brendan Fraser, the Rachel Weisz, John Hannah, and Arnold Vosloo. Vosloo plays the mummy. The main story is Rick O'Connell, played by the Fraser. He travels to Hamanatra this every day with the Rachel Weisz, the librarian, and her brother, played by Hannah. Hannah is one of those, like, the guys who seeks, like, fame and fortune and throughout the entire story, from his first introduction to the siblings meeting Fraser, to the things they see and hear and witness in the City of the Dead are like, hey, for me, it's all about the money. And you know, like, one of the kind of things that we have to talk about is that, like, compared to the 30s, the Mummy movie, which had a bit of a, like, not very fleshed out story for the mummy or much of the other characters, because it was like half of the length of the mummy from the 90s. In this remake, it's more of a vague remake than a shot for shot, because the mummy has a backstory in this version of being a high priest, a high priest Imhotep during the reign of Pharaoh Seti the First, who has a wife. And which is much more of a backstory than the Mummy from the 30s movie. The priest, he was in love and was doing it with the Pharaoh's wife, which wasn't really there in the original. And so, that's why we have the mummy in this versions, because of that. Well, and also they were magi, or the Pharaoh's bodyguard, or the people who made the mummy in the past, in this story, They decided to give this mummy like this curse, which gives him like unlimited power. It's also can't be killed. Like after he gets resurrected, and really, guys, you chose to give him this curse that makes him unstoppable, and like, a bit of what's worse is the books or the scrolls and or incantations that can be used to bring him back to life and also take him out. They're in the same catacombs or the same tunnel. The stuff that brings the mummy to life and can stop the mummy are in the same place and are close. The book that brings him back is is meters apart from each other, which is like, really, guys, you chose to have the thing that can make him back and powerful next to him. Are you stupid? But then again, also, if they didn't have it there, then we wouldn't have the movie, because as it kind of been mentioned, the mummy and the books that bring him back to life are together, and then for 3,000 years the bodyguards watch over the place to make sure that nobody brings him up. Hey guys, there's a bit of a much simpler way to make sure that this doesn't happen. But actually put the books in a take the book away from the Hamnatra and put it in like a Cairo or Alexandria or like any other place. It's a much, much less chance of the mummy being brought back to life. But then the mummy could be found at Hamnatra and could be brought back to the city that has the book. So hey, that is one fix to this problem of the book and the mummy and the curse being done at the same place. And if we put logic into the story, that part happened thousands of years ago, which can be blamed them, but also not blamed them. But then the present day of the movie is in the same time period as the original, so in the 30s, and so the people of that time know more or know better, because they have a profession called archaeologists, whose main purpose is to find mummies, find these books with the incantations, bring them back. They know what to do, and Rachel Weisz is saying, hey, the scholars at the Burbage College said that, yeah, like said that this book is over here, but it take no. Oh, hey, guess what? Because of my adventure at Hymenoptera, they're wrong. So there is a process in the time in the present day of the movie, or like inside the movie, where like, yeah, like they know what to do with the treasure and all that. So again, yeah, bringing logic into this adventure, like stories. So like if the stuff wasn't where they are in the movie, then none of this action adventure would have been happening. So, but, yeah, so cool fans. Like, I also have to become say that, yeah, like this. Even the 30s original one works better than the Tom Cruise stuff, because this one, even the 30s original one, like they have motives for the characters. The mummy being brought back, like he has someone he loves and he wants to bring back. Like, in this 90s version, in the original one, the person he sees when he's resurrected is someone he loved back in the day. So again, like, the mummy has motives, clear motives, versus the Tom Cruise run, which, one of these days I might talk about it, but then again, yeah, this is like a classic from a youth. It's like, yeah, it's fun. There are some stuff where it's funny. There are some scenes that are scary, this year is the 25th year since its release, and for a while, or at least a few days or such, the mummy got re-released onto the big screens. At least in my town, it was re-released onto the big screens. And it was like, hey man, I saw the movie way back in the day. Not for sure if I really did see it in the theaters when it came out long ago. But however, I do remember watching it a whole bunch of times on the VHS. And for the day and time, yeah, like the graphics were amazing. The action was cool and fun and stuff like that. And with you, but then also there's a bit of you can't really bring back the Voslo's version of the mummy bag, because there was a bit of a definitive end to him. Because one, when he lost his powers and was killed, he fell into this pool of the dead, like this pool with these faces that appeared, and then he reverted back to his skeleton mummy version. And also, there is a villain, a minor bad guy, Benny, who's a friend of the Brendan Fraser character, and he sides with whoever has the bigger paycheck or a bigger payday. And so he will, at first be on the same side with Frasier, and then he will switch over to these Americans who want to find treasure at Hamantra. And then also, those guys that, not likely to pay him off or pay him in full. He's like, all right, I will switch over and side with the mummy because he gave me a handful of the jewels and jewelry. That scene is cool and stuff. Then decades later. Think about it, where did this mummy keep this handful of jewels and jewelry? Because minutes before in the film, he gets resurrected, and also a bit minutes before, he took the eyes and tongue of one of the people who found this book that brings him back to life. The mummy didn't finish the job with that guy who is present with the book, and so bringing logic to where the story where we need to kind of a bit shut the brain off and have fun, because for the very 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 large part, it's fun and it makes sense type of thing. So then doing stuff like this kind of comes out the logic isn't there fully, but there's still it makes sense for him to use people to get what he wants, because the mummy when he's alive that thousands of years ago, he had the people who served him. Be it priests, be it servants, be it slaves, be it whatever. But do we only see priests who serve him? But that doesn't mean that there wasn't, because history and context and stuff like that. But still, do you know what I mean? It was fun now I kind of want to go and rewatch The Mummy Returns, the sequel. But then again, also it would be totally nice if they did bring back the Mummy sequel. Back to back to the cinemas. Because I had fun, but then when I went, it was barely filled in, and actually most of the people who were there were roughly my age, plus minus 10 years, so roughly within the same age as me. So most likely we were the same age when we saw this movie decades ago. So now it is a nostalgia trip back, and yeah, they'd be like, it's a nostalgic score of like a 4 or 5 band. It was lots of fun. I had a blast seeing it again on the big screen. So yeah, it was lots of fun. And if you guys have any like thoughts about the Mummy from the 90s, the Mummy from the 30s, the Mummy from the Mummy with Tom Cruise, please don't hesitate to email it to nostalgic_gamer@hotmail.com, Twitter @RGV Podcast. And this is the host, signing off.